At least 200 ZANU-PF supporters who earlier this year were issued with offer letters to enter into the lucrative sugar production business are growing impatient with Tonga Tulet, which is allegedly backtracking on an earlier agreement to allocate them pieces of land. Tonga Tulet is said to have promised to clear about 4,000 hectares of land to allocate to the new farmers, following threats from some ZANU-PF supporters to take over some of its cane fields. Speaking on behalf of the new farmers, Albert Matambo told Studio 7 that they are prepared to take the law into their own hands and close the sugar milling giant if it does not start allocating the cane plots.
We are saying this company should respect its promise or else we will close it. We urge the government to immediately take action. Otherwise, we will make sure the company is closed and we take over the operations. We are able to run this business and there is nothing special about this company.
Chired's East legislator Abraham Stole, the chairman of the Cane Farmers Association, has already given the company an ultimatum to honor its promise. He wants the government to intervene immediately to avoid action he said could be regrettable. It also emerged yesterday that ZANU-PF bigwigs are fighting to take over the sugar company, which according to Indigenization Minister Xavier Kasukwere, has failed to comply with the country's black empowerment laws. Two ZANU-PF factions, one allegedly led by Defence Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and the other by Vice President Joyce Mujuru, have been dragged into the issue. Sources in ZANU-PF say the Mujuru camp is saying the company should not be taken over, while the Mnangagwa camp wants black Zimbabweans to be given a stake in the firm. Sources said the two ZANU-PF warring factions have clashed on several occasions on the company takeover. Tonga Tulet Chief Executive Officer Sidney Mtsambiwa refused to comment, preferring to receive written questions in advance. Experts warn the closure of the company will lead to massive job losses in addition to serious sugar shortages in the country. An expert in the sugar industry, Tobias Msonzi, said the action will be disastrous.
By closing the company, it is going to be disastrous in the sense that the workers are going to lose the employment and the generality of Zimbabweans. We will actually lose also the sugar. There will be in short supply. We have seen what happened in the previous years. And these people should think before doing anything that is disastrous to the company.
Tonga Tulet's sugar operations in Zimbabwe comprise the wholly owned Triangle Sugar Operation and its 50.3% holding in Hippo Valley Estates. The Zimbabwe operations farm 29,000 hectares with the potential to produce in excess of 3.4 million tons of sugarcane annually. Private growers, the company say on its website, have been allocated a further 15.8 hectares. Only time will tell if the company will keep its promise to allocate plots to the new farmers as the threats to close them down grow louder. Reporting for Studio 7 from Chiredzi in Masvingo, this is Obed Pepkai.